love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husbands. I know the thing you've been most wondering about is yesterday I tried a timed walk on the Greenway and you were anxious anticipation to know how fast I did. Well, good news, I shaved 3 seconds off of my fastest time. It's down to 53 minutes and 22 seconds. You know, 3 seconds over that period is not much, but still, 4.7 miles an hour over 4.2 miles. I mean, for a young guy, that's superb time. And, well, you know, I'm not a young guy. It continues to remind me of in Joshua chapter 14, you will see Caleb, a name you should be familiar with, talking about, now I'm 85 years old, but I have the strength of when I was 40. Well, now I'm 65 years old, and I'm probably stronger today than when my wife met me. So, 30s. I did 640 jumpy jacks today. I'm 4%. I've passed the 4% point on my goal of 1 million over 5 years. I do this thing on the Greenway like I say, it appears that less than 1 in 1,000 can beat me. So, I understand. You try to do something coordinated or run or strength. No, I'm not going to do well. But walking, I'm going to blow people away. And what is the better indicator of longevity? Is it strength or is it endurance? Walk 4.2 miles. Fast, you'll see endurance. One other piece of news. Tomorrow we're putting in a second store in Barbados. So it's taking what, 6 months, eight months, whatever it is. We put the first one in August. Now we're doing the second one. The issue is, I don't know if you're aware, but there was a volcano that's erupting in St. Vincent, which is just west of Barbados, which I find fascinating. And apparently, it's a long ways, but the cloud from the volcano has reached Barbados, so they've kind of shut down the island to a degree. But considering gas stations are considered essential services, it looks like we are going to be doing the install in the morning. I think it's a very strange world where I'll be involved, probably even have some video conversations with somebody that's in Barbados and I'm in Tennessee. I mean, it's still weird. But the other thing, two more things. One was I had a dialogue we're researching. I sent the email. On the thing in Peter that brought such joy, the idea of, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue and virtue with knowledge and so forth. I remember that verse from years and years and years ago because the one thing I thought it was kind of poetic. You know, supplement your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, godliness with brotherly affection with love. You know, so you see kind of it's kind of musical. And, you know, my friend Chris and I for years saying, you know, I don't, he is especially struggling with it. Because the idea of to supplement seems like to add to, as if we do something. Because obviously, this is the monergist perspective. We are both, you know, both committed monergists. God does it all, not the synergist where we have our part. No, God does it all. It's His gift. It's a joy. He shares His glory with no one, which makes it consistent and so forth. And anyway, but from the monergist perspective, it's kind of like Every effort to supplement, as if we do something, and it never made sense, but we reviewed it on Sunday, and it's kind of like, okay, we got to find out what this means. And to find out, you know, to look at the Greek words, and, you know, Greek words are like, you know, so many other languages, including English, you know, one word is made up of a combination of others. And that's what we see here. But the root of this is the idea to lead a choir. It is to choreograph. And the Greek word, you can see the English choreograph in it. It's kind of like, oh. Because when you see choreograph and you see that kind of that musical cadence of, you know, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control and so forth, it's kind of like, wow. I mean, it's not wow, it's wow. It was. And I sure would like to share that with my family. Again, as I pointed out, verse 11, in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance to the eternal kingdom from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That provided is the same word, which suddenly makes synergism, takes it out. It's now consistent completely with monergism, because the orchestrator, the choir leader, is the Lord. And it's kind of like, oh. And I can't express to you how much this has been a joy to get these, to look at the language and see that in the text itself are answers that we are hidden from us in English. And the beauty of Scripture just explodes in front of you. It's marvelous. And then today, I was just wondering about the idea of money. So I said, okay, I'm going to check real, this morning. I said, I'm going to check to see what is money in the Bible, because, you know, there's the passage in Deuteronomy 14, which is what would inspire this, about this is a tithe. You tithe for your family in order to celebrate an annual feast. And if the trip is too long for you, convert your food into money, and then buy whatever you want when you get to the feast. And okay, what's the money? And it is indeed, in the Old Testament, in Hebrew, it's silver. And in the Septuagint, it's silver. Okay. Because that's the idea of money. Money is represented by silver in the Bible, in the New Testament too. And then, you know, there's the verse that people distort. They distort it by saying money is the root of all evil, but it's the love of money is the root of all evil. And it is the love of silver. It's one word. But what's fascinating, it's not love as in, you know, the agape, but phileo. So let me double check this. Yes, I know. I'm going extremely long, and you're saying, why bother? Because nobody listens to this anyway. But I do this because it's there. 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, is the ESV. But that the word, the love of money, is phileia, it does come from phileo, which is the idea of a friend, it's a friend of silver. So it is, for being a friend of silver is the root of all sorts of evil, literally. And it's kind of like, wow, that was interesting. But it went further, because there is the idea of, I need to find it. It's in, is it in Peter? Anyway, maybe I won't find it. But there is the idea of there is the idea of not being greedy or the desirous of the things for this world. It is the same word of the being a friend of silver, but it's negated. And so it's the idea of not being greedy. In some contexts, it's not wanting to be a friend of silver. And to see that and to see how it relates, I'm sorry, it's magnificent. I can't emphasize how much it's magnificent. There's so much more I want to say about this. I want to share this with my family and other things. But this was a big deal to me today. This was a really big deal. And it is something that I wish I could share the joy of this with my family. The scripture is amazing. It really is amazing. You don't find this in Sunday school. You don't find this in a sermon on a Sunday morning. You find this by engaging with others and searching the scripture to see if these things are so. I want to do that with my family. My family and my lady, I love you.